Well, last night, the Duluth City Council held their controversial vote on whether or not to ban flavored tobacco products from shops and move the sale of those products to adult-only tobacco shops. And on the phone with us this morning is Pat McCone. She's the Senior Director of Tobacco Control with the American Lung Association. Pat, good morning. And tell us how that vote went last night.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. Well, the vote last night was 7-2, a pretty overwhelming majority of counselors that spoke from their hearts as to why they voted to protect the health of our future generation and the thoughtful process that they went through. And I think, you know, the vast majority of testifiers shared the impact that tobacco has had in their personal lives, both from the convenience store owners and the health advocates.
So tell me what this vote that moves the sale of flavored tobacco products means to your effort to stamp out the use of tobacco, especially among kids.
Well, this is a huge step because when the federal government started to regulate flavored tobacco, every flavor of cigarettes was banned except for menthol. And menthol is an important product for gaining new customers, and that comes from the tobacco industry itself. It actually, this time of year, we all know with colds, et cetera, that you rub some Vicks on, that menthol kind of numbs and makes learning how to smoke easier and also makes inhaling of the smoke deeper and harder then for people to quit. So that important flavor was left behind. And the city of Duluth, the decision makers in the community, over 20 organizations came together with us hand in hand saying, we're not leaving menthol behind. We are going to address this problem head on and take it out of 85 stores across the city and put them into 6 adult-only tobacco stores. And I think just common sense tells you that kids are going to be a lot less likely to access those flavors in those stores.
But kids need to be, what is it, 18? What is the legal age these days to buy tobacco products? Kids are not allowed to buy tobacco products anyway.
Well, the legal age is 18. It's been 18 for a while, but we all know that kids, I think one of the testifiers said last night, think you can take on the brain of an adolescent on how to get products. So, this is going to make it less accessible and also more deliberate for those current smokers that desperately are trying to quit. I mean, in our polling, it shows that, asking those smokers if these got moved, what would you do? And 20% of them said, we're going to make another quit attempt. So I think the goal of working together is saying, indeed, we do want less tobacco products sold. That is a goal I hope we can all agree upon.
When does the ban go into effect, Pat?
Okay, so I want to be clear, this is not a ban. This is a restriction. This is limiting where you can get the product.
Okay.
So it is not the ban word. The tobacco industry would love to call it that. It goes into effect actually in 120 days. And we put forward to the sponsoring council members saying 30 days, which is the normal implementation for a new policy, was a little too short, we felt, for the C-store owners to sell off product, to rearrange, to start thinking about how do I want to handle this? What do I want to do? What do I want changed in my business plan to continue to be that go-to place in my neighborhood, but not the go-to place for menthol and other flavorings?
It's interesting that you brought that up. I've been watching this with interest and kind of reflecting that this is not the first time that a matter of principle or a situation where society has moved ahead and we think about things differently than we did in the past, and our new understanding or our new thought process goes head-to-head with economic interests. And we see this happening all the time in a lot of different situations. sometimes this kind of change can really be economically hard as we try to get businesses to kind of catch up to a new way of looking at things or a new sensibility. What did you learn in this process that might be useful in similar situations going forward where there's a group of people who say this is the right thing to do and another group of people who say, yeah, but it's really going to hurt us economically if we do that right thing?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think we have to look at the economics on both sides. The economic impact of tobacco in the state of Minnesota costs every citizen over $500 for health care costs. And I know we're in a big dialogue in our state and in our country about health care and access to health care, but reducing tobacco is actually good business for both small business owners and large business owners. So the economics are really a two-way street. And then, you know, this is a product that was in 1964. I mean, 1964 was labeled as a cancer-causing product. And I think anybody who signs a contract with Big Tobacco had to be thinking that the way we market this product, this deadly product, the only product that used as directed, kills its customers, and we have piles of documentation to show that, has to think that at some time this was going to change. And I think the part of this policy that hasn't been talked about enough is this takes all those e-cigarettes and all those e-liquid juices out of 85 locations and into 6 adult-only tobacco stores. And I would also argue that that's an important step as the tobacco industry itself is changing the way that nicotine is delivered to potential customers, of which the vast majority are our youth starting down that path of addiction.
Pat, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. It was a great pleasure. Thank you again.
Thank you for asking, and have a great day.
Pat McCone is the Senior Director of Tobacco Control with the American Lung Association.